Our story today for fans of It's a Wonderful Life, called Bigger Than Hollywood by Ned Forney. Just months after winning his 1941 Academy Award for Best Actor in The Philadelphia Story, Jimmy Stewart, one of the best-known actors of the day, left Hollywood and joined the U.S. Army. He was the first big-name movie star to enlist for World War II. An accomplished private pilot, the 33-year-old Hollywood icon became a U.S. Army Air Force aviator, earning his second lieutenant commission in early 1942. With his celebrity status and huge popularity with the American public, he was assigned to starring in recruiting films, attending rallies, and training younger pilots. Stewart, however, wasn't satisfied. He wanted to fly combat missions in Europe, not spend time in a stateside training command. By 1944, frustrated and feeling the war was passing him by, he asked his commanding officer to transfer him to a unit deploying to Europe. His request was reluctantly granted. Stewart, now a captain, was sent to England, where he spent the next 18 months flying B-24 Liberator bombers over Germany. Throughout his time overseas, the U.S. Army Air Corps top brass had tried to keep the popular movie star from flying over enemy territory, but Stewart would hear nothing of it. Determined to lead by example, he bucked the system, assigning himself to every combat mission he could. By the end of the war, he was one of the most respected and decorated pilots in his unit. But his wartime service came at a high personal price. In the final months of World War II, he was grounded for being, quote, flak happy, called today post-traumatic stress disorder. When he returned to the U.S. in August of 1945, Stewart was a changed man. He'd lost so much weight, he looked sickly. He rarely slept, and when he did, he had nightmares of planes exploding and men falling through the air, screaming. In one mission alone, his unit had lost 13 planes and 130 men, most of whom he knew personally. He was depressed, couldn't focus, refused to talk to anyone about his war experiences. His acting career was all but over. As one of Stewart's biographers put it, every decision he made during the war was going to preserve life or cost lives. He took back to Hollywood all the stress he had built up. In 1946, he got his break. He took the role of George Bailey, the suicidal father in It's a Wonderful Life. The rest is history. Actors and crew of the set realized that in many of the disturbing scenes, George Bailey unraveling in front of his family, Stewart wasn't acting. His PTSD was being captured on film for potentially millions to see. But despite Stewart's inner turmoil, making the movie was therapeutic for the combat vet. He'd go on to become one of the most accomplished and loved actors in American history. When asked in 1941 why he wanted to leave his acting career to fly combat missions over Nazi Germany, he said, "This country's conscience is bigger than all the studios in Hollywood put together, and the time will come when we'll have to fight." This holiday season, as many of us watch the classic film It's a Wonderful Life, it's also a fitting time to remember the sacrifices of Jimmy Stewart and all the men who gave up so much to serve their country during wartime. We'll always remember you. John 15:13, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.